Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's time to gear up for your football fix on Wisconsin's Midday News with Greg Matzik and Jessica Tye.
So the Packers are still in a decent position and pretty good chance they go back to Chicago for a playoff game if things kind of fall the way the numbers would indicate they're going to fall.
Powered by Flanner's Home Entertainment. Just press play.
After a tough loss to the Bears and Jordan's Love status still up in the air, fans are watching to see how Green Bay responds. Who's going to be our quarterback? Who's going to be their quarterback? Can the Packers pull it off in the red zone? Just some of the questions ahead of the Packers-Ravens game Saturday night at Lambeau. One of the best beat writers in the business joins us live to break it all down. It is Jason Wilde from Wilde & Tausch on ESPN Milwaukee. You can also see his great work on channel3000.com. Wilde, Merry Christmas Eve, Eve.
Yeah, I want to say this to start, and I want to make sure I deliver the caveat that I care very much about Greg Matzik's feelings. I know he's sensitive like me, but it's about time we upgraded the co-host on this program.
Oh, Jason Wilde, high praise! Look out!
What an honor to be with. I don't want to call you a legend, even though you are, Sandy, because then there's obviously an implication there. That you've been around a long time, and I don't want people thinking that way. So it's a treat to be with you ladies today. And I did notice that Gina prevented us from having a full all-female crew today, so that's a little disappointing. But good to be with you.
That is true, but you're with the ladies here in the studio and the legendary, let's say legendary, Sandy Max.
Well, gosh,
right?
thank you kindly.
Yeah, there you go.
Just going to sit back and soak up the accolades. But you're the real legend here, Jason Wilde, and we have questions about this next step for the Green Bay Packers.
The biggest question today, how is Jordan Love doing? Any update on his concussion and the likelihood that he plays Saturday night?
That is a great question, and hopefully we have more clarity when we talk to Matt LaFleur in roughly 58 minutes. Unfortunately, the NFL has some pretty stringent rules about what you can and cannot say about players in the concussion protocol. So we may talk to Matt LaFleur, and all he will say to us is, he's doing better, he's in the concussion protocol, and then that'll be the end of our conversation. So we'll have to wait and see if we get more information than that, but I am not hopeful that we'll have more clarity. Jordan usually talks. Today is a Wednesday in our world. Because they play on Saturday. He usually talks on Wednesdays, but I would think it's a very safe assumption to say that he won't do that either today. So I will not, even if I had talked to Matt LaFleur in the next 58 minutes before I talk to you ladies, I probably wouldn't have any better information than I have right now.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Take me back, though, to the NFL restrictions. I'm curious to know more about the restrictions and the reasoning behind them.
Yeah, I think their concern has always been, and let's be honest, a lot of it is optics, right? They want to look like they care more about player safety than they actually do, and they want to be able to say, oh, concussions have gone down this percent and all the other stuff, which is fine, and it's not inaccurate. They have done a better job with that. But the fact of the matter is that what they're really concerned about, and we all, if we followed football long enough, we know what a concussion problem this league has had. The story that I always tell is early in my career, Don Beebe suffered a concussion in the first half of a game that knocked him unconscious, and he was snoring on the field.
Oh.
It was against the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And he came back and caught the game-winning touchdown that same game.
Oh, my gosh.
And I always say, how on earth was I, not to mention the NFL, but I'm just going to speak for me, how was I so stupid to think that that was some sort of normal thing to do? You were unconscious an hour and a half ago, and now you're catching a game-winning touchdown. So we know they lost, you know, a very large amount of money in the concussion settlement with former players. So they are focused on optics, and so they would argue that they don't want coaches talking about concussion players because they don't want them influencing whether they participate in that week's game or not, or pressuring them in any way to get out there. Now, I'm sure Jordan Love feels ample pressure. He doesn't need any further pressure. He knows what's on the line. He knows he's the starting quarterback of a playoff team. And on top of all this, which I think you were alluding to, Jessica, there's also a question about Malik Willis,
yes,
who suffered a shoulder injury during the game as well. And so they've got the best backup quarterback in the NFL right now. Unfortunately, they don't know if he'll be available either. So there's a lot of moving pieces at the moment, and we're going to have to wait and see just how they shake out.
I mean, during the last game, during the Bears game, when Malik Willis came in, he looked good. He was fast. He looked hot. But then he gets hurt with the shoulder injury. So what really happens if the two can't play on Saturday? I know LaFleur has thrown some other teammates' names out there, but what's realistic for us at quarterback?
Sure. Good question. So when first of all, the Packers only have two quarterbacks on their 53-man roster. Okay? So they don't take an emergency third quarterback into the game. And so that means that if disaster were to strike, and let's say that shoulder injury that Malik Willis sustained is more severe and he can't keep playing, they don't have anybody else. They can't turn to Clayton Tune. Clayton, name that tune, as maybe Chris Furman might say, because he's on the practice squad. He's not on the roster. He can't play. And so what I was trying to get to the bottom of, just because I'm a naturally curious person, was, all right, then what? What would you have done then? And the next two players that they would line up under center are Jaden Reed, a wide receiver, and Josh Jacobs, a running back. But, oh, by the way, Josh Jacobs also was dealing with a knee injury. Yeah.
That's that CBS receipt list we were talking about. That's so long. It's like our injury list.
Exactly. So they were definitely in some challenging circumstances there. Fortunately, Malik was able to finish the game. I think he would tell you that his fumble in overtime, he took full responsibility for that. But I don't think he would say that that was related to his shoulder injury. I think it was just more a matter of, obviously a mistake that he made with changing the cadence on the snap. So look, today's a big day. We're going to have to hopefully, if you're a Packers fan, find out some encouraging information, at least about one of your quarterbacks.
Jason, how does all of this line up with the matchup with the Ravens on Saturday? Because they're not necessarily at full throttle, all healthy as well.
Correct. Their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, suffered a back injury the other night in their game. It was a difficult loss for them to the Patriots. It really puts them on the verge of being eliminated from playoff contention. They are technically still in it right now. Aaron Rodgers not only helped his own team, the Steelers, by winning that game in Detroit, but he also obviously helped the Packers a little bit because that was a big loss by the Lions. And now the Packers need to win one of their last two, or the Lions just need to lose one of their last two and the Packers will be in the playoffs. But yeah, the Ravens are in trouble, and I think they're probably going to miss the playoffs when it is all said and done. And so it'll be interesting to see if they don't have their starting quarterback and their backs are up against the wall. Do they play with remarkable resolve, or do they say, you know what, we're not going anywhere anyway, and there's less than stellar effort? That'll be, if I'm the Packers, I would love for them to say, you know what, it's kind of a lost season anyway. What are we doing here? Let's just pack it in. But we'll have to wait and see if that's their approach.
Yeah, the storyline Saturday could be the battle of the backups. I don't really want that to happen, but I do kind of like the way it sounds.
Makes things interesting.
It sounds good the way you delivered it, Jessica. Like there was a real kind of pump up kind of tone to it. So well done there.
I always try to do something like that. Well, hey, after Saturday's loss to the Bears, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said we didn't do enough in the red zone. And I think everybody watching agrees with that. Five times the Packers got inside the Bears 20-yard line and never scored a touchdown. What is going on there?
Yeah, and it's not just Saturday night. It was also the previous week in Denver.
Yeah.
They had one touchdown out of their four trips inside the 20. So, yeah, that's how you lose football games, and that's exactly what happened to them, right? I mean, you can't be in position to score. They settled for three field goals. They failed on fourth down on their first trip to the red zone, and then they also obviously had Josh Jacobs' fumble. So that was a bad combination. That's how you end up losing a game. There were lots of things, right? Whether it's that failure, whether it's a blown coverage on fourth down that allows the Bears to tie the game and send it to overtime, whether it's obviously the fumbled snap that we talked about with Malik Willis, or it's the failed onside kick recovery by Romeo Doubs. It was just one catastrophic thing after another, and if they'd have just avoided one of them, they'd walked out of there in first place in the NFC, and everyone would be talking about them very differently. But that is the margin of error in the NFL. But you cannot squander scoring opportunities, and the Packers undeniably did that.
Yeah, they did
on Saturday night.
Thoughts on these Saturday night games, Jason?
You know, I'm getting older now, so it's a little bit later than I would like. I think I finished, got back to my hotel in Chicago about 2:30. Went to bed around 3:30 after walking the dogs on Michigan Avenue, which was it's much less stressful when you walk them to the nearby park at that early hour than when there's lots of people and you have two dogs that are, one is very friendly and one thinks you should not be allowed to ride your bike, ride your scooter, run. She doesn't like any of those activities.
Does she bark at those people? The bikers, the walkers?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just greeting them. Maybe she's not angry at them. Maybe she's just,
hey, how you doing? Yeah, looking good.
She's chatty.
That's what she's saying in dog language. Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, another Saturday night game. Here we go. Hopefully we get a win. Fingers crossed. That's Jason Wilde, Packers beat writer and host of Wilde and Townsend on ESPN Wisconsin. Have a wonderful Christmas, Jason.
The same to you guys. Thanks so much. Take care. Be good.
Merry Christmas.
The Packers take on the Baltimore Ravens Saturday night. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff at Lambeau. The Football Fix is sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Visit them at flanners.com. Sound advice at the best price. Just press play.